All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Texas Longhorns head football coach Charlie Strong is only in his second year on the job, but I'll tell you right now, the pressure is mounting for Mr. Strong down there in the Lone Star State. You look at a Texas club that finished last year with a record of 6-7. Of course, that was Strong's first year on the job, and for the most part, he received a pass. But you look at the fact that right now, Texas has begun this season once again with a record of 1-2. They lost a heartbreaker this past Saturday night at home to the California Golden Bears by the score of 45-44. Texas entered the fourth quarter down by a score of 45-24. They reeled off 20 straight points, and it looked like they were scoring the game-tying touchdown that was going to force this game into overtime, but the kicker missed the extra point, and Texas lost in regulation by 1 point. And to add fuel to the fire, Steve Patterson, the athletic director that hired Charlie Strong, was relieved of his duties last week down in Austin. So things right now are getting a little bit dicey for Strong. And I know it's only his second year on the job. And it's a situation where you have to be patient because he was looking to not only change things around at Texas, but also at the same time, he's trying to get his foot established, or his feet established rather, on solid ground in Texas when it comes to recruiting. Now, folks at Texas still have to be patient with Charlie Strong. You look at his 4 years at the University of Louisville prior to coming to Texas, and he had a record of 37-15. But 12 of those 15 losses took place in his first 2 years. In 2012, Louisville went 11-2. They won the Big East, and they upset Florida in the Sugar Bowl before they turned around and went 12-1 the following year. So he's trying to get his guys in there. But the fact is, when you look at a Texas program that we're dealing with right here, this is historically one of the better programs, and it is one of the better brands when it comes to college football, as Texas has always considered themselves not only the class of whatever conference that they were in, but the class of college football. You look back at the past few head coaches prior to Charlie Strong at Texas, Mack Brown, John Makovic, and David McWilliams. All of these guys have one thing in common. John Makovic and Mack Brown, rather, they both had one losing season, and that was it. And John Makovic's only losing season was his last one, as Texas went 4-7. But you look at McWilliams, he was the last coach, and this is dating back to Texas's time in the Southwest Conference, where he had multiple losing seasons. And in this day and age, with the money that Charlie Strong is getting and the effect and impact that some of those boosters can have down there, they're not going to have patience with this club right now. Now, Texas did have a tough non-conference schedule as they lost to Notre Dame, and they also lost to Cal. And sandwiched in between that was a victory at home against Rice. But it was the fact that they went to South Bend, Indiana to start the season, and they got embarrassed by Notre Dame by the score of 38-3. That's un-Texas-like right there. I don't care who is playing on the field, and I don't care who's coaching. Now, you look at the upcoming Big 12 schedule for Texas, and it's put up or shut up time for this club. You look at this Saturday, Texas will host Oklahoma State before they travel to Fort Worth next Saturday to take on TCU, who's the third-ranked team in the land. And the following week, it's down to the Fairgrounds in Dallas for their Red River Showdown with the Oklahoma Sooners. So things could get dicey real quick for Texas, and it's gut check time, and it's also a matter of pride. When Charlie Strong took over last year at Texas, he talked about the entitlement that some of those players came in there with, and he wanted guys that were deserving and loved to put on that burnt orange uniform of Texas. He's getting his recruits in there. You look at quarterback Jared Hurd, and he's made an impact since he's come into the starting lineup for Texas at quarterback to bench the ineffective Tyrone Swoops. And not only is Hurd the team's leading passer, but he's also the team's leading rusher. But Texas overall needs more impact players. Through three games this year defensively, the Longhorns are ranked 119th in the nation out of 128 Division I one schools as far as total defense. That is not going to cut it, especially in a pass-happy spread offense world that is the Big 12 Conference. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Texas in the upcoming weeks. And more importantly, it is going to be interesting to see how much patience is shown with Charlie Strong down there in Austin. Because again, this is going to have a Texas is going to have a new athletic director soon. And, you know, he technically will be the boss, but at the same time, you know that the strings will be pulled by the high-rolling boosters and the high-rolling alumni down there in Texas that want to see their team win. So it's going to be interesting to see how much leeway Charlie Strong is going to have with this club. But I'll tell you one thing, another 500 season in Texas is not going to make anything easier for him in Austin. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 3 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, we have the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.